Even though we've been enjoying some unseasonably warm weather lately, fall is definitely in the air. The leaves are turning and the air has that Christmas to it. So as we start to wrap up October and we head into November as well as the holiday season, it's time to start thinking about changing out those summer sippers for maybe some heartier spirits. Things like whiskey and scotch might come to mind. Joining me in studio to talk about the fall adult beverage trends are our in-house special correspondent, Matt Gillum, mixologist Tyler Armstrong from the Mode Lounge in downtown Boise, and Aaron Schweiger, Young's Market Manager of Liquor Distribution for Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Aaron, I want to start with you. So you're with Young's Market, and they are a liquor distributor that has a presence all across the West. But tell me about the operation here in Idaho and actually how it works.
Our operations here in Idaho are statewide. We have three warehouses that we currently run out of. We have one in Sun Valley. We have our main warehouse here, obviously, in the Boise metro area. And we have another warehouse up north in Post Falls, Coeur d'Alene area. Basically, we act as brokers or sales representatives to the manufacturers. Your actual purchase, obviously, in Idaho comes from the state.
Mm-hmm, from the liquor store.
From the liquor store. But if you're a manufacturer and you don't have any representation in Idaho, most guys would approach us. We kind of give them a breakdown of our universe, of our infrastructure like I did. Statewide, we have about 7 reps that work mm-hmm. for us, and we basically merchandise every store. So if you go into a store and you see a barbecue or a bicycle or something like that with a display built around it with the price tags and coupons and stuff, that was our guys who did that.
Okay.
And then in the on-premise world, what you're thinking about is like bars and restaurants and stuff. We see those guys on a pretty active basis. So bartenders like them, they're always looking for new products, and we're just actively in there.
To bring in like certain new products or make sure that we maintain certain products in the state.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we're always trying to drive current sales. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a lot of introduction that comes. We run into a lot of manufacturers. I would say once a month I take a phone call from a manufacturer who will call me and be like, I'm selling 20 cases of rum in Idaho, and I have no idea how I'm doing it. And I'll be like, where are you from? And they're like, well, we make Hawaiian rum. And I'm like, well, more than likely, it's Idaho people that went on vacation.
Oh, right.
Bought a bottle. They came back to their local liquor store, and they special ordered it. They're like, man, can I get some of this? And so now all of a sudden that manufacturer in Hawaii is like, I don't even know how I sold these 20 cases in Idaho. I don't have one.
I don't even know where Idaho is.
Yeah, frankly. I don't even know where Idaho is. So we end up on a phone call, and they're like, how do I get representation? And
oh, interesting.
How do I maybe take this to the next step? And that's probably where we come in.
Okay. So it's a real process then, how
absolutely. There's how a contract it behind it, and we kind of give them the breakdown of Idaho. I mean, the reality is there's about 107, 108 liquor stores mm-hmm. in Idaho. And there's 1,150 bars and restaurants, and we kind of try and touch or have active relationships and about everyone that we can.
And Matt, I want to bring you into the conversation because we talked about summer cocktails early in the summer. And remind us of what happened then, because there was some product that was in short supply.
Yeah, we had the great Aperol shortage of 2018 this summer. Liquor stores couldn't keep the orange aperitif on the shelf. It was too much of a success, honestly, from Aperol's own marketing campaign. It led to the so-called crisis. For a couple of years, the company threw really splashy events in big cities, and that actually trickled down to Idaho fairly quickly. Without question, the Aperol Spritz did become the drink of the summer. I know that I enjoyed some, and I know you did too.
One or two.
Yeah, I make a Jello with it. That's also a fun way to do it. While it was almost impossible to find probably through the end of August, several liquor stores that I recently visited had plenty of it. It was even on sale down $6 from the retail price. So stock up now.
Well, and that's because we're leaving the summer season going into the fall season. So so Aaron and Tyler, what about, do you have any insight if we could see a shortage in an alcohol product going into the winter months when we start to turn to those, you know, more of the spirits, the whiskey, the bourbons, you know, that type of stuff?
The one that I have seen go missing is Rittenhouse Rye. That's the only one that I've noticed as a trend goes missing.
And Aaron, do you, I mean, are you able to predict this at all within your industry?
We are a little bit. I take a lot of phone calls, and we do a lot of work on forecasting. So I actually sell the product that Matt Effer mentioned. It is pretty highly allocated stuff. So I would agree with him. I think as you run into definitely the holiday season, there's going to be some increased demand and maybe a few shortages here and there on whiskeys, bourbons. Mm-hmm.
Certain brands or just that?
Rittenhouse is always allocated. It's really popular, especially among bartenders.
And what does allocated mean for people that may not understand that? So you just get a certain...
We're allotted a certain amount for Idaho. I can't just order...
So when we're out, we're out.
We actually get a certain amount per month.
Okay.
And that's what's allotted for Idaho. And then it's pretty spread right now. But
okay,
with the current popularity that it is, we're just kind of making ends meet. So that's one product that's pretty tough to come by. And then I think for all the collectors out there, there's a lot of special release stuff that is out there. Obviously, Pappy Van Winkle and the George T. Stags and all those things. The manufacturers or the bourbon distilleries and all those guys, they're smart. They know what they're doing. So ironically enough, all of those are released right around holiday time. So this is it. And that's when, well, we talked about it. This is when all of the allocated whiskeys come out.
And Tyler, I mean, this goes back to we're in that time of the year where all we see all the cocktail menus start changing because the weather starts changing. So we get those, you know, darker spirits in. And do you see that like at the Mode where sometimes you run out of something this time of year that, you know, sitting on the shelf all summer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, just as you were saying, as we come into the, you know, the winter, all of a sudden we're, you know, every single bar downtown is trying to use all of these dark, rich spirits, smoky spirits. It kind of just, you know, all of a sudden there's a couple that just go missing.
And then that comes back to you, Aaron, in the sense of when it's no, but when it's allocated, I mean, when it's gone, it's gone. So if something goes off the shelves, let's say on the 5th of the month, you're going to wait until the following month.
You're going to wait till the following month for the most part. Absolutely. We try and level out the demand a little bit, though. We do have research and data that's available to us that shows us existing customers. Mm-hmm. So we kind of try to take care of those before we bring any new customers in with a lot of products, if that makes sense.
It does.
So if you've been a loyal, dedicated customer and you're on an allocated item, we do our best to take care of you. But for the average retail consumer, it's a really special time if you know what you're looking for. I mean, if you're in a liquor store and there's certain things there, I always tell people, I'm like, buy it now, because you don't know where that's going to be in 2 weeks.
And I was just going to ask that. I mean, is that ultimately, you know, the advice for that person who's maybe that at-home mixologist and they're wanting to try like new whiskeys or bourbons this time of year, get it now since it's October instead of waiting until, you know, the day before Thanksgiving?
Absolutely. In fact, some things are so allocated. There's actually a State of Idaho website for retail consumers. It's called Mix, Blend, Enjoy. I don't know if you guys have ever been on it or whatever, but it has a lottery. So you click on the webpage and it has banners that pop up and it'll show you like we're basically lottery sisting these 80 bottles, and you kind of click on there, you enter your name and your local liquor store and...
And you might be the winner.
And you can
send
you a little
email. And be
wow!
Like, you have
so you didn't win mega. You didn't win the Mega Millions, but you might just win a bottle of whiskey.
Settle for a bottle of whiskey.
It's a good consolation, right?
It'll get you through. Yeah. Hey, I want to thank all of you for coming in today. What a fun conversation. So, bottom line, if there's something you want, apparently you need to go buy it now. My guest today, our Aaron Schweiger. He is manager for Young's Market, which is a distribution company here in Idaho, and Tyler Armstrong, mixologist at the Mode in downtown Boise. And, of course, special correspondent Matt Gillum. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks for having us.